This recording, Philippines 15, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to get a start at the new job at a superb private practice in Northern Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a human with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect it to see in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold into Comma and give her a relaxing bath. When Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and had laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So, two months ago, my best friend in the whole world got into the university he wanted to go in the UK, and man, I was so happy for him. I even got into a course that I wanted to go into at first, which was like history. My goodness, I kind of envy him because he has such a large library at his university, and here I'm stuck with like ebooks and stuff. He had to learn about this like the after the fall of Rome or something like that. And I had that in class recently in my own world history subject. It was so watered down. I didn't like it. There was just so much left out, and he got like 2 hours of comprehensive information, and I'm just like, this happened and this other thing happened, and he gets the full experience, and I was so envious. I wanted to ask him if I should borrow a book from their library, because he could do that. He could get an ebook sent to me, and there would be no problem. And even if they didn't have it, they'd just get it within 5 days or something like that. So, I mean, envious, but at least I have a resource. But with that, I kind of wish I was going to something like that, because my university's not exactly comprehensive when it comes to that sort of subject. Or because our university kind of likes to spread out its learning experience to other subjects, which isn't entirely bad, but sometimes you're so uninterested and you don't really give any care about it. Actually, I do have some friends in the U.S. who are going under that school loan thing. Like, they have $45,000 in debt, and they have no idea what to do with after graduating because they don't have any sort of plan, and they still have to worry about that loan that they have to pay back. And, you know, I just feel sorry for them. Like, they have to deal with, like, the crappy policy of the government, and it was caused just because the government wanted to help the colleges, but now my friends are kind of suffering for it.